Verse 4. And Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Whew. In his own country, among his own kinfolks, and in his own house. And he could there, didn't say he couldn't, yes, he couldn't, right there, if where they were offended, he could there, where they were among his kinfolk, in his own country, they knew him. Because they said, is this a carpenter? They knew more about him as being a carpenter than they did him being the Son of God. They couldn't recognize that he was anointed by God. But they knew him as a carpenter. And they trying to make him be a carpenter when he was the anointed prophet. Anybody in the house? So he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. So what are you going to do? You got a bunch of folks. You can't get them healed. You can't get them delivered. Because they see you as a common man. So what you gonna do? Any time, any congregation, any individual, I'm going to break down some things. I'm going to explain some things to you today. Because we have wrong concepts. And we put ministers, preachers, like myself growing up, only thing I knew in my growing up days was a pastor. I didn't know a prophet exists. I didn't know an apostle exists. I didn't know an evangelist exists. And I didn't know that a teacher exists. So because I didn't know that, that's all I was told, a pastor. I'm going to, by the Holy Spirit, I'm going to do my best to set something clear in your understanding. So, he said, I'll read verse 6 and then we'll get it on. How do you eliminate that? Because it said real plain, he could there. Say with me, he could there. That means where that was in his what? Own hometown, among his own kinfolk, among in his own household. He could there in his own household. In his own, among his own kinfolk, in his own country, everybody knew him. He grew up and played with them. They knew him. If he could have had a revival, a move of God, it should have been there. If any place of all places. Because they knew him. They never seen him lie. They never seen him steal. They never seen him commit adultery. They never seen him disobey his parents. They saw him. If anybody would have believed in him, it should have been right there. But he could there do no mighty works. They saw what he was doing and how he taught. Instead of them rejoicing, they got offended. And so when they got offended, he couldn't do anything. Except, Brother Hagin said, except lay a hand on a few folks and got them healed of a little headache. That was all he could do. So, how do you eliminate stuff like that? How do we have had people come in this congregation? I don't know. I have a story to tell, and maybe I don't need to mention that, but I done mentioned now, so I have to go on and say it. I have a story to tell, but I don't know if I'll be able to get to it today. It's just amazing that things happened, has happened, and how you don't know how the devil have tried to, even many years I've been here, how the devil, you don't know. See, you live in your body, you got your mind, and I live here and I know what go on. And you don't know how many times that the devil has tried his best to beat me up and make me not preach what I preach. I had people, even they gone now, they will even try to tell me how to preach. You need to do this. You need to do that. I thought Jesus was my boss. That's what I thought. I don't mind suggestion, but, you know, I take my instructor from the boss man. So how do you eliminate that? How, what, when he couldn't do anything? So how did you eliminate that? Let's look at verse 6 and so we can look at some things. And he marveled because of their what? Y'all read it with me. And he marveled. Why? And what happened? He went around and about the villages. Not just one village. The villages. Doing what? That's how you eliminate unbelief. You got to teach them. See, I can get up here and hoop and say, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah. That may be a time and place for that, but not this morning. Oh, yeah, I can go on. Yeah, feel pretty good, too. But when unbelief is in the house, unbelief among people, you don't need to be doing that. You need to teach people so they'll know how to cooperate when that comes. Or if that should come. Are you in the house?